Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle. An iHeartRadio station. Text this word now to 45495 for $1,000 instantly and a shot at 50 grand. KJR Cash is on.
All right, text the word rain to 45495. We might make it rain on you. Keep your clothes on. You'll win $1,000 to qualify for the $50,000 grand prize. KJR Ultimate Cash Contest presented by Car Toys. 5 minutes after nine.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know. It's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
Stone. You've heard this song, right?
No.
Oh.
Jody actually looked at me and said, what song were you doing there?
I was trying to be supportive while we were on the air because I don't be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then Pedro comes in. What song was that?
What song was that?
Never heard that song.
The Pontiff. I'm going to see my Pontiff on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Give me this bed, Pedro.
We got a karaoke version.
You got a karaoke?
Right, yeah, let's start with this one. Hold on.
The Pope's on the Rolling Stone. With a parrot.
I don't have a parrot in my song.
No, he's not out there with a parrot. That was...
Well, he's a big prayer slinger. He's got golden fingers, spreading love everywhere he goes. He sings about glory and he sings about peace. A splendid set of custom robes. He's got all kind of prayers. Show us all how he cares. But he's got such a holy glow.
It's a
that's thrilling, cause in Gibson chilling as the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
See his Pope up on the cover. Genuflect and thank the Holy Mother. Gonna see his praying face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
I like that song. Hey, all songs like that?
I got an email yesterday. Is Joe's song still posted? His Mouthy Man? People love that.
We posted it on our Facebook site. Yeah, of course we did. And
we should play it again on the show one or two times between now and tomorrow.
Yeah, we do it at 9:35 if you want today.
Okay. We just got a new report. And remember, we were down to three sponsorships left to sponsor the last children to reach our goal for World Vision. We just got a new report. And the number of children needed to sponsor to reach our goal is?
Zero.
We got them all done.
Yay!
Seriously.
With a day to spare. Thank you so much.
Really?
And by the way, now we need to sponsor 12 more for extra karma.
No, that's not how it works.
Let's put this game away.
Well, we promised to stop begging you to sponsor, but please, if you want to do something nice before the Seahawks do win the Super Bowl, I think that it can't hurt. Yes.
I want to thank Shelley in Ording for sponsoring Mavbuto in Zambia, Kimberly in Gig Harbor for sponsoring Mildred, Georgiana in Fort Lauderdale listening on iHeartRadio for sponsoring Nangandu in Zambia, Megan in Sammamish for sponsoring Lydia in Zambia, and finally Shayna in Seattle for sponsoring Tresilla.
Wow.
In Zambia.
So many of you, our listeners, do so much. Thank you very much. It's, you know, when we look at the show and all the goofy stuff we talk about, this little thing that we've been doing for these years just brings a lot of meaning to, you know, maybe it does some good for the world. All right. So, because God knows nothing else we do.
What do you mean we talk about
this? Like the pot report,
yeah.
For example.
What kind of joint is this, man?
Oh, it's a heavy-duty joint, man.
And now, the pot report.
It's time for the pot report.
I've seen the bodily for 5 feet long. A mighty man.
Here's what's going on. Pot-friendly states now are saying they can't really stop carry-on weed in Washington and Colorado. It's easier to get on security through security with a bag of weed than a bottle of water.
So, ladies, take it out of your bra and wave it around.
Yeah.
Well, your mileage may vary. This is not...
It's not saying it's okay.
Right.
Washington airports, they say, are powerless to stop travelers flying with carry-on pot under the state's legal limit of 1 ounce. in Colorado, whose pot laws give property owners more authority to restrict the drugs. Some airports have banned marijuana possession and enacted penalties, including fines as high as $2,500. Are they saying if you're going to the Super Bowl this weekend, you could pack a Super Bowl?
In New Jersey, no.
Yeah, but it won't be any left when you're on your way back.
You can't smoke on a plane.
They're saying that so they're not really having in Washington, in SeaTac Airport, from what they're reporting, it's still federally controlled. So you're not supposed to bring pot through there.
But this says they lack the authority in our state.
Unless you get a belligerent with them or if you cause any kind of problems, you could be arrested. Other than that, it will probably be, sorry, take your pot back.
See no evil, smell no evil.
Right.
All right. An airport spokeswoman said the airport has not fined anyone. And no one has used the drop box to toss their weed. No one has actually said, oh, my weed, I forgot, I have it on me, and used the drop box. Which would be very disappointing at the TSA Christmas party.
Seriously.
Thought that might help. The TSA makes travelers empty their water bottles, but when they find personal amounts of marijuana, they don't usually call the DEA, they don't call the FBI. They hand it over to local police, who have no authority to do anything. At SeaTac, they only arrest or investigate if the passenger is combative or, as Joe said, belligerent.
Well, an interesting thing about this, because we are going to get so complacent with our weed and waving it around and not having any problems with it, that when we travel out of state, I think we're all going to be very surprised.
Right.
Because Phish was playing in New Year's Eve. I'm going to tell a story now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Phish was playing New Year's Eve in New York at Madison Square Garden. And who goes to Phish shows?
Those two guys from MIT that were
donors,
here earlier?
No. People who are high on drugs go to Phish shows. That's a fact. Don't be surprised to see somebody smoking a spliff outside a Phish show. So anyway, on New Year's Eve, there were cops busting people carrying little bowls and little bags of weed.
Seriously?
Yeah. And you would think, here we get so comfortable, it's like, oh, it's cool.
New York City has the most oppressive weed laws.
Yeah.
I do.
So don't be surprised if
you're
going to the big
game. They've got everything else fixed, though, right, in New York? There's no other crime in New York.
What
else do cops
have
to do?
Can I get into Phish without any weed?
You can.
No.
You're just not going to enjoy it.
Well, you can get into the show, but you can't get into the music.
Yeah.
It won't sound very good.
The Port of Denver, by the way, at Denver International, has a fine of $999 if you have pot. But when asked, they said, no one's been fined yet.
The golden age of sneaking weed through the airport has passed us. ever since they put those scanner things in there where they make you get
the body
in the little bubble
scanner.
And x-ray your body. I mean, back in the day.
You're saying no one's bringing it anyway.
Well, because I'm saying now it's very risky to do. There used to be, as long as you had no metal on you and you were a decent person that wasn't going to cause a ruckus, you put a little in your film container, throw it down your pants, you're good to go. And I'm talking, last century kind
By
of
me,
stuff.
If I do start smoking again, not to get high with him in another city.
Just throw it down your pants.
Well, it's the last point.
This old-timey pot tip brought to you by...
Time to give away some tickets to our 12th Man VIP party. The phones are open now, 877-901-0957, 877-901-0957. Be listening all afternoon, too, starting 3:12, 4:12, and 5:12, when Steve Slayton will give away some tickets. We have a four-pack of tickets to the 12th Man VIP party at the Lively Lounge. I don't have to tell you when it is, but for the Lively Lounge, download the free Lively app. You can create an account and redeem your promo code 12th Man and all kinds of cool things. 877-901-0957. A mention. We will have five four-packs of 12th Man VIP party tickets tonight when Butternut takes the stage in Snoqualmie. Pedro, Eric, and I have this little band we put together, and we do play tiny little coffee houses and Luther's Kitchen and places for little benefits and things like that. We always play for free. We always play to a happy crowd that feels that got their money's worth. We'll be playing tonight around 6:30. Try to get there at 6 if you want to get a decent place to sit. It's Black Dog, downtown Snoqualmie. Can't miss it. It's right downtown in the beautiful little Snoqualmie Village. Not Snoqualmie on the hill, but the old Snoqualmie.
Down by the railroad.
Down by that huge section of log that is on display to show how once mighty the timber was in this part of the world.
Kim and Sumner, you're caller 12. You're going to the party. All right. We're very happy to have you. The Lively Lounge, all the information will be sent to you. And Jody wants me to screen people and find out whether there are Denver Broncos fans trying to sneak.
Oh, I thought you were looking for weed.
Yeah. She also wants to, there's a Dropbox for you.
I bleed blue and green.
All right. That sounds good.
You need to get that looked at.
Try not to bleed on Sunday.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right. And that's, is that it for the pot report today?
You see, you got the, did you get the billboard? They're putting pot billboards up around the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Super Bowl pot billboards. There's a picture of a beer, there's a picture of a football helmet, and there's a picture of a weed, a cannabis leaf. And it says, beer, football, safer. Marijuana Policy Project bought half a dozen billboards, knowing that the Super Bowl is a place to be seen by the whole world.
Right.
And that a side story of the Super Bowl is going to be that both Colorado and Washington State have legalized marijuana. So they're taking the opportunity, probably very effective. That billboard will be reshown on many, many media for them.
They're decked out in team colors, blue and orange, blue and green. They can't use any, of course, NFL logos, but they're getting their message.
Yeah, it's an old helmet, too. I don't think it's regulation. Probably had to do that. Far less harmful than alcohol, less toxic, less addictive. Wow.
Hey, Pete Carroll had to address at one of his press conferences earlier in the week, medicinal marijuana. And should the NFL pursue medicinal marijuana for guys with head injuries and pain management, guys with bad knees and bad shoulders in later life?
Roger Goodell even had to comment on it, saying that they will follow the signs and follow medicine. If it's determined this could be a proper usage in any context, we will consider that. Be good for the NFL to stop testing guys for pot. And I think it's self-regulating because
right.
The guys that are stoned aren't going to be great players.
Right.
Okay. That's the pot report, 916. Thank you very much. Did you find that Jon Stewart piece that Spike was asking for?
Oh, I stopped looking for it because I thought we changed the topic. Let me, because I know what it is. Hold on.
Right. You can find it.
One super quick addendum to what I said about sneaking weed through the airport, too. Somebody points out, while there is plenty of weed, there aren't many film containers anymore. So
they're not going to believe you have film.
Yeah, there's no.
That's my film. You can't look at
it. Yeah, the film container no longer
exists.
I'm
developing that in my butt. So you'll have to excuse me.
So I don't know.
It's the darkest room I could find. Sorry.
This serious moment brought to you by
Michael Schitt Casino.
Woo!
All right. There's a petition to deport Justin Bieber that has gathered enough signatures to make it to the White House. And they do this from time to time.
They've got a website, whitehouse.gov,
yeah,
and
you can
petition the White House for anything.
The White House will have to look at it, of course.
But
and the
comment on it.
President's busy at Costco right now. The Canadian singer was arrested in Miami on 3 misdemeanor charges. Now, because he's Canadian, you know, maybe mm-hmm. he could be deported. I mean, if that happened to Pedro and Luciana, bye-bye train to Argentina, right?
Well, the thing about this story is it's reached the threshold of 100,000 people have online petitioned the White House to deport Justin Bieber because he's a danger, a bad influence. He is a criminal. He's a drug abuser. He is a vandal. And when it reaches 100,000 people saying to the White House to do this, they officially have to make a comment.
Which is the funny part, which is why the petition's kind of a stunt. What's not a stunt that's Bieber news today is that he's actually in Toronto. He had to turn himself into police for a legitimate assault. A limo driver claimed, and there's proof backing it, that him and 6 of his buddies were in the limo when Bieber started beating this guy in the head from behind.
Meanwhile...
So he turned himself into Toronto police, and there he is now.
All right.
This guy's got legal action going in 3 different places now. So I think it would be safe to say he's not contributing that much to our society right at this moment.
Recently, the White House responded to a petition demanding that ABC take Jimmy Kimmel off the air after the comedian made a joke on air about killing Chinese people to avoid paying down U.S. debt. The answer took 3 months. What did they say?
No, we're not taking him off the air.
Yeah.
We are taking the idea into consideration. Oh, you meant Kimmel. We're not going to do that.
They did respond, though, because they got the 100,000 signatures.
And they have to respond. Coming up, one of the best meteorologists in our area We'll talk about Super Bowl weather, not necessarily for Seattle, although people here are concerned about the weather as they're going to visit people. They're watching the Super Bowl. What's the weather supposed to be here, Joe, just a preview?
I can, well, I think Ted Boehner could tell us best, but it looks like it's going to be snow in the mountains and rain in the lowlands for the next couple days.
Glad we're not playing here. And then we'll get the full New Jersey forecast as well. Yes, Pedro.
I don't know if this is the one, because actually it's a summary. It's only 60 seconds, but this is the clip of Jon Stewart talking about the Pope and the bird.
You. The symbolic release of two white doves.
One of the doves was actually attacked by a seagull, the other by a black crow.
As soon as the Pope let him go, they were both nailed.
Okay. You may see that as a chilling omen of peace. Torn asunder by the forces of violent chaos. I see a black crow and a white seagull putting aside their differences to work together.
That's cute. Okay, this guy in the news went through a wood chipper. Now, I'm sure he didn't all the way go through a wood chipper, or we wouldn't be in the news.
It was a Fargo reenaction.
Yeah. Remember that movie? Oh, what a scene in that movie.
Community theater. You gotta love it.
In Vancouver, Washington, 10 seconds of hell for Frank Arce.
And he can talk about it. We have his report here.
Every breath hurts.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I mean, not too bad. It's been a rough couple of days, but I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there.
It's an understatement if there ever was one.
It cut me pretty bad.
Frank knows Friday should have ended differently.
When do you first realize something's not right?
Honestly, when the machine cut back on.
You could hear the engine start up.
Yeah.
There was no escaping.
No, I was there. Actually, going through the machine itself wasn't the worst part about it.
What was the worst part about it?
The not knowing what was gonna happen.
Did you think you were going to die?
There was a thought. It was more like something was telling me I wasn't gonna die that day. And there's a lot of, I felt I had a lot of angels out there with me that day.
So
a lot of people looking out for me.
He has the ink to prove it. Check out that tattoo on his chest.
Send me an angel if you can, if you can believe it.
Angels, a little luck. But what Frank doesn't like to dwell on?
I got 7 broken ribs up here, a collapsed lung.
Shattered bones, bruises, deep cuts, and all those surgeries ahead. But he's got hands to hold and a lot of confidence. He'll survive. It's what he does.
Will you be 100% again?
I like to think so. But I'm stubborn like that.
Wow. Now, all right. It's not this. Obviously, it's not the same model that was used in Fargo.
No, because you don't come out of that one.
You don't come out of that one.
Did something get caught into the chipper and pull him in?
Well, he was in there. Something got caught in the chipper, and he went in to dislodge it, and they're supposed to turn the chipper off.
Right.
And somebody didn't turn the chipper off. The company's being pretty chipper about the whole thing, by the way. They're paying 100% of his medical bill.
Oh, yes, man.
Seems pretty, having gone through such an ordeal. I bet if the report played to the end, I bet Susie McMucket from Q Whenever News said, he seems pretty chipper.
Yeah. It's K-A-T-U. I don't know the details on this chipper, but the guy looks okay. Haven't been through the chipper.
People always say that expression, you know, I feel like I've been put through a wood chipper. I never knew anybody that maybe the only guy who ever can tell you what that feels like.
There you go.
The headline differential, Como News headline, man survives going through wood chipper, and then the Atlanta Journal, man somehow survives going through wood chipper.
Right. Can we get him on the phone?
Well, he was in the hospital and he barely, you know.
Oh, he's over it by now.
He's
get
fine.
Him on the phone.
He's from Washington State.
Get a milkshake.
He's from Washington State. Longview.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just happened in Vancouver.
Yeah, it was a Portland station.
Man. All right, a paraplegic man steals a car. We have a lot of this in the news today. We should just keep going with these. Stole a vehicle in guess what state?
Florida.
From a dealership. Officers went on a brief chase. And he was a paraplegic. Police say the man went to Ford of Ocala. A salesman showed him around, and he liked a white 2009 Pontiac G6, a used vehicle. The salesman helped the man in the car so he could see how it felt. But once inside, bang, locked the doors, turned on the vehicle, put the end of the folding cane he had with him on the gas pedal.
Boom.
And drove away from the lot, stealing the car.
It's kind of a story of empowerment, really. I mean,
I think so. You can
do anything, you know?
Well, he faces a possible charge of grand theft auto, but maybe it was his dream. Like, no one's going to pay attention to me, you know. I'm here, I am, I'm in a wheelchair, but
right.
Maybe they'll pay attention to me if I'm the guy who's a paraplegic who could steal a car. And you know what? Here we are.
Talking about him.
I saw a really moving story last week on the news about a guy who, he has terminal illness, and he was going to go steal a Krispy Kreme donut truck and just go around and drive around and give out the donuts. That was his, like, what can they do? I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah, we care about the consequences.
Yeah. So Krispy Kreme got word of this guy, and they actually wound up making a big deal out of it. They gave him a truck, and they went to schools all over. I believe he's in Atlanta, and he became their ambassador. But it all came from he just said, I'm just going to go steal a donut truck. Who cares? You know?
Could you do something like that if it was your, you know, if you're terminal and it was just like, I want to make a splash?
I don't know if I, well, if I stole a donut truck, you know, selfish me, I'd just be sitting in there in the back.
He's holed up in a cave.
Wouldn't take him long to find.
Yeah, it'd be like the Alamo for me, you know. I'm gonna be in that truck for a while. Yeah.
Miley Cyrus in the MTV Unplugged segment doing some stuff that people care about. Now, who is Aunt Dolly?
Dolly
is that
Parton.
A new? Is that, oh, I thought that was a new drug. That was like a drug they would take.
Molly, whatever it takes.
See, Madonna's talking about Molly and nice Miley Cyrus, that good gal that she is talking about Aunt Dolly. She's referring, of course, to Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Dolly sang her song. She sang Dolly Parton's song Jolene on MTV Unplugged.
I really want to take you guys back home to where I'm from. This song is by my Aunt Dolly, and this one is called Jolene.
Oh, she sounds good.
She does.
She has a great voice.
And in that country twang thing, yep. She's really authentic sounding.
Well, that's what her whole Unplugged was. It was like this freaky country slutty weirdness. It'll air soon.
Speaking of slutty, Madonna got on stage with Miley Cyrus, and they did a mashup of their songs, Don't Tell Me and We Can't Stop.
Don't tell me to stop.
All right, so that's enough of that. So did Madonna pay the people to cheer when she started singing? Because I know Miley didn't hire as many people to cheer.
Yeah, nobody likes Madonna. That's true. Nobody gets excited to see her in a cowboy outfit rolling out to suck the blood of whatever young star is on top. Nobody likes Madonna.
Here's another cut. Miley Cyrus talks about, and don't play it right away, how Madonna has been an influence on her. I'm imagining how that goes. Well, at first I was going to keep my clothes on, but then Madonna was an influence on
Nobody likes Madonna.
Here we go.
I grew up listening to Madonna, and a lot of what she represented for me is what I try to represent to girls now, is not being afraid of sexuality and really being who you want to be and doing what you want to do.
Yeah, none of
what was that noise at the end?
That was a fart. None of these girls could do anything Madonna. Without Madonna. Rihanna, Katy Perry with their outfits and the dancing and the moves and the putting it out there and the no slut shaming. Madonna was first.
Yeah. I mean, Miley Cyrus was in a leotard, dry humping a teddy bear, and we all got rocked out of our minds. Madonna did that in a wedding dress 20-some years ago.
That's
rolled
right.
around stage in a wedding dress, and people freaked out then.
Use the phrase slut shaming. Spike does a lot of that, right?
Of course.
You like slut shaming.
I do. I think it's a horrible thing to do to America's next generation.
Is to put that out, put yourself out there, but then Jody is celebrating that they're putting their sexuality out there and they're not ashamed of it.
Well, clearly the
what's
problem's
a,
in
what's
my
a
head.
Show host to do?
It's hard. You have to pick a side, and if I were you, I'd go with me.
Yeah, I don't have a side.
I'm for empowerment of
sex. I don't think sluttiness is as evil as Spike thinks it is. Obviously, the goal of a parent of females is to postpone this pride in one's sexuality.
I don't think postpone's the right word. I think, put off forever.
Well, but the idea that you gotta sooner or later, a woman's got to strut and be proud she's a woman. There's a point when it happens legally, which is 18, and then there's a point when dad gets comfortable with it, which is never.
30.
The issue is that you have to have a brain in your head, and don't forget about the power part. Don't make stupid decisions.
And don't
that
be used by a man. Use the man.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I did for 4 years at Ohio State University. Go
using the men. Say men. Let's be honest.
I used everyone.
Half past equally. Nine. Right back, we're coming up with one of the leading meteorologists in all of Seattle.
And Madonna will be jumping in, too.
Ted Boehner works at the National Weather Service Seattle Area Forecast Office. He'll tell us about Super Bowl weather both here and abroad in New Jersey.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Where will you be on the biggest Sunday in Seattle history? Thanks to 95.7 KJR. You could be at the best viewing party at Seattle's newest hot spot, Lively. But the only way in is to win. Listen to Bob Rivers in the morning and afternoons with Steve Slayton for your chance to win. For more information or to enter online, go to 957KJR.com.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. We've got a few showers to get through today, probably kicking up more this afternoon. Mid-40s this afternoon as well. And the big game on Sunday, still looking dry and cold with kickoff temps in the mid-30s.
This report brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino. Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn offers over 3,100 video gaming machines with the most game themes under one roof. And more than 1,000 of those gaming machines are available in non-smoking, only at your casino. Muckleshoot Casino, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
You know, folks, pretty soon I'll be a little over a day from right now. I'll be getting on a plane heading back east to New Jersey for my Good Feet 12th Man March on the Meadowlands. I'm going to go back and enjoy our team doing what we've all been waiting our lifetimes to see, win it all. And I want to thank Good Feet for not only making the trip available to me, but for making my feet able to do this. My feet used to hurt all the time, and I never could have contemplated doing what I'm going to do this weekend. Being on my feet all weekend long, especially those 4 hours down the stretch while I watch us do it all. That's thanks to Good Feet. They ended my foot pain, and they can do the same thing for you. There are two stores in our area, Alderwood and the South Center Mall Parkway. Go into a Good Feet store right now. Let one of their Arch Sport technicians work for you. If you invest in their two-step pain relief system, during this 12th man special, they'll throw in the third step for free. That's a $200 value as a thank you to the 12th man. Just let them know that I sent you and ask for the 12th man special. America's number one arch support store can end your foot pain now. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with good feet.
Pete, if we miss this concert because you left the dome light on, the battery won't be the only thing dead in this car.
Relax. We'll make it. For I can summon a superhero.
Wow. Somebody's been watching too many action movies.
Defender of drivers, guardian of the open road.
This is quickly approaching man crush territory.
Prepare to be rescued by
the AAA guy. Who's his evil arch nemesis? A nail on the road?
Hey guys, looks like you need a jump. I'll have you going in a minute.
Okay, that is superhero-ish.
And he doesn't even need jumper cables. He uses his mind.
That is not true at all. But thanks. Now, let's get you on your way.
AAA guy, you saved my life.
Don't wait until you need to be rescued. Join AAA today and enjoy all the super benefits of membership, including up to 200 miles of towing. Call 800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com and save $10 off a new membership. AAA, there's only one.
Lady from Marysville walked into West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins with a broken gold chain that she'd kept in a drawer for years. She was paid $2,100 on the spot. Want to know what your gold items are really worth? Find out for free at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
Wow, the snow is perfect. What a beautiful day. I haven't seen the slopes like this in years.
You haven't seen the slopes because you've been at home flat on your back with back pain. The last three seasons were great.
I know. It's hard to believe I waited so long before I finally did something about my back pain. I wasted so much time, but all of that changed after my artificial disc surgery. To think it was only an outpatient procedure standing in the way of real relief, now I have my life back. Hey, I bet I can beat you to the lodge. See you at the bottom!
Hey, wait for me!
At Microsurgical Spine Center, they're here to help end your neck and back pain. Call them today at 1-855-420-BACK or visit mybackmylife.com to learn more. Again, that's 855-420-2225.
Look at this ad for TVs. They've got some low prices, like a 32-inch TV for just $229 and a 42-inch TV for $379.
Those sound like good prices.
But I've never heard of these brands, and there's no reviews anywhere.
Well, a low price on a poor TV is a bad deal.
Exactly.
But you know you can get low prices on the top-rated brands like Samsung, LG, Panasonic, and Toshiba.
How?
Just go to Video Only. They carry all the top brands, and they've got those low prices.
So I get a good price on a great TV, and
that makes a smart deal.
Okay, I'm off to Video Only to check this out.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
Hey, here's a question. How many companies around here can celebrate their founders? You know, the real actual people who started the business. Well, Bartels can, thanks to George Bartels Sr., who opened the first Bartel Drugs in Seattle back in 1890. Three generations later, it's still the same family-owned drugstore, with some modern improvements, of course. But during Founders Days, you will find prices that take you back, like Nature Made vitamins, buy one, get one free, or L'Oreal Cosmetics and Skincare, all 30% off. You can even save a whopping $30 on an Omron blood pressure monitor model BP-785. It's only $69.99. Just in time, too. Because with all the football excitement lately, my husband should definitely have his blood pressure monitored. Am I right, ladies?
Stop by your local Bartell Drugs to win a weekend getaway at Sun Mountain Lodge. Whether you're looking for refined elegance or a rugged wilderness experience, Sun Mountain Lodge is poised to exceed your expectations.
Machines and bingo. Machingo, the perfect winning pair for you. Muckleshoot Bingo has over 400 Vegas-style gaming machines and three daily live bingo sessions for everyone 18 and older. Machingo offers you more chances to win.
Customers are appreciated at Muckleshoot Bingo, where all bingo sessions are half off during Customer Appreciation Thursdays. Receive 50% off all regular games when using your Players Club card any session on Thursdays, only at Muckleshoot Bingo in Auburn.
All right, kids, let's hear it.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
The horse knows the way to carry the snow.
Winter weather can slow you down, but Les Schwab has the right tires to get you where you need to go safely. And with our best tire value promise, every tire we sell comes with lifetime protection and care. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Get in the zone.
A check engine light might drive some guys to tears. Others drive to AutoZone for help diagnosing the problem and to get what's needed to fix it. If anything ends up trickling down their face, rest assured, it's sweat.
Put your tax refund to work. Let AutoZone read the trouble code for your check engine light and help get it fixed. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This report brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino.
the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're dealing with a much improved drive. We do still have some slow traffic northbound I-5 from the Michigan curve up towards the Convention Center. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is a little bit slow there as well. And other than that, the commute actually looking pretty good. So we're dealing with a really nice drive at the moment. Definitely looking a lot better than early.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
I also have a cold, so I apologize. Here's Downtown Joe with Mouthy Man.
Sunday night down in Soto, the Hawks just made the Super Bowl. A player came on TV, never heard a guy so rude. The Seahawks are a humble team, but this guy not so much it seemed. Took credit for the victory, then insulted Crabtree.
Yeah. Say it more sexy. Yeah.
Don't disrespect me, he said with a snarl. I'm the world's best DB, the greatest by a mile. But Hawk fans understand, at heart he's a decent man. It's all part of his game plan. He's a mouthy man. Drafted late with lots to prove, gives him a bit of attitude. Usually quite clever, talks to the media forever. But Sunday night he had the gall to not credit his team at all. Aaron Andrews looked worried, tossed it back in a hurry. Yeah.
Sexier.
Yeah. Legion of Boom Girl, he screamed into the microphone. The nation thinks he's crazy, or at least maybe a little stoned. But Hawk fans understand, knocks those receivers on their can, then celebrates up in the stands. He's a mouthy man. Yeah. But Richard Sherman loves the 12th man.
We're all his biggest fans.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it so far.
I love
needs
it.
Needs a little input.
He's really got a job. Oh, beautiful job.
I think we don't even record it. I think your phone will work.
I love that.
Have it. Wonderful, wonderful. Downtown Joe with Mouthy Man. By the way, Ann Wilson was supposed to sing that, but when she heard Joe's cover, she said, I can't compete
I'm
with that.
I'm not following that.
That's already good, yeah.
Why I'm going to start my own heart tribute band.
That's right.
Heart by heart.
Heart attack.
Heart on the heart, yeah. I think we're going to call it, yeah.
Blockage Lestrange.
I apologize for the butchering that. Like, I actually did refine the lyrics, but that song, I think, well
it stands on its own. Yeah. And then you have Heart by Heart, featuring two of the original members of Heart, Steve Fossen and Mike DeRozier on rhythm section, and Summer Masick singing there.
And then you have Joe's band Heart by Heart by Heart, which is not affiliated with Heart by Heart.
No.
Right, which is just Joe.
Yeah. I think...
Heart Squared. Heart Quartered.
I think Fox Sports wanted the real one, the one you guys did for the national stuff, so...
They asked for our best songs of the season.
Oh, did they? Did we send them to them?
Oh, we did.
No. All of them?
No, they asked for four or five, so Pedro sent him five.
Which ones did you send, Pedro?
I sent Luck Be a Loser. I sent the best ones, of course.
What does the Hawk say?
Yeah.
What the Hawk say?
I sent this one, Hawk and Roll. Mm-hmm. I sent...
Marshawn Lynch Was Born to Run.
Yes.
That's a good choice.
And what else?
Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect for the Super Bowl. Do you think they'll play them?
Yeah, they will. They asked for it because they really wanted to play it.
And we promised to cease and desist on Monday. Perfect.
It's all good.
Well, yeah. We'll be done on Monday.
Yeah, really. Well, okay, we'll stop playing them.
You bet we will. We'll all be gone. We promise not to play them anymore.
Ted, is it Boehner? Is that how you say his name? Or is it Boehner?
That's a good question. I've always said Boehner, but I read his stuff on the NOAA website a lot. I think it might be Boehner, though.
All right. Ted, I'm sorry. I want to say your name right.
It's actually Boehner.
It's Boehner. Okay. We both got it wrong. All right.
Well, that's all right. Ever since a certain Speaker of the House came to power, my name changed among a lot of people. So I can.
Well, you've got a Speaker of the House and an outfielder messing with our pronunciation brain. Okay. Does it rain all the time in Seattle?
No.
No.
It only rains 11% of the time.
In fact, I've read this before, and I'm glad you were forthcoming with that answer. A lot of myths about Seattle weather. Where does it rain more, Boston or Seattle?
Boston.
How about that?
What's their percentage?
Yeah, it's probably a little less because when it rains, it really comes down as opposed to here where we might get 200s today and 500s tomorrow. And although this last couple of days we got close to a inch and a quarter of precipitation, much needed precipitation.
Yes, absolutely, because the winter snowpack is very low, right?
Yeah, it is, although we helped here in the last couple of days, but we need a heck of a lot more.
You still need more, okay. As a guy who likes to hike by the 4th of July in the mountains, I don't mind if there's a low snowpack, but it really causes problems and for our streams and for our water and reservoir supplies, right?
Yeah, it's just anything that you use water for. So, whether it's drinking water or fish or recreation, power supply, agriculture, I mean, just go down the list.
Now, I was reading that the National Weather Service's primary mission isn't necessarily what people would think it is. It's about saving lives and property. Tell me why.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That is our primary mission, as well as keeping our economy ticking. I mean, look what happens around here. We get 1 or 2 inches of snow. Guys, what happens?
We freak out.
Yeah, transportation comes to a grinding halt. A really good example this week, look what happened in Atlanta. They don't have any snow removal equipment. At least this city has some.
Snow paralyzed is what Atlanta is right now. Officials are on the hot seat. Vehicles stranded. Really bad accidents. Did they even have some loss of life, I believe?
Yes.
And I heard the mayor of Atlanta yesterday kind of saying, well, the forecast wasn't quite right. But when I look at the National Weather Service, it sounded like it was pretty much dead on what you guys forecast, what those guys got.
Let me ask you a question. Can you trash talk the TV weather guys a little bit? Are you upset with them and their nice haircuts and their fancy graphics?
Come on, Beaner, give it to them.
Their wardrobe by Barney's of New York.
Hey, just like in your studio, you have somebody behind the scenes doing all the work, and you guys make it look good and you make it sound good. That's what they do on the television side of the world.
All right, so you don't have nothing negative to say about all their computerized models and their Doppler this and their Doppler that.
It's all our stuff. That's where the Doppler weather radar comes from. That's where the satellite imagery comes from. That's where the observer. What was the high today at SeaTacker? But that's where it came from.
It came from you.
Yeah. It's all NOAA. When I want my weather, Ted, I go to your NOAA site and I go to the little place that says forecast discussion, and it's usually you or somebody that's doing the same kind of job you do, gives a very lengthy and detailed exactly what's going on out there scientifically, and I enjoy reading that stuff a lot.
That is our most popular thing on our webpage, quite frankly. I describe it this way to a lot of different people, and it helps you read between the lines of the forecast and the warning messages that are out there. What is the forecaster thinking? Why are they doing what they're doing? It's really, really insightful. We actually have a graphical version of that, too. So we put some hyperlinks in our forecast discussion. So, picture tells 1,000 words. You can actually see what the forecaster is talking about at that particular point in the discussion.
visit the NOAA website. There's a lot of cool things on the NOAA website. It's really amazing. And you don't have to clear your browser cache, your history of your browser, after you've been there.
Yeah, here's
a family-friendly place.
Here's a simple address to use. Weather.gov, not .com. That takes you to Atlanta. Weather.gov/Seattle.
All right. Now, to the topic at hand, the Super Bowl. We care about the Super Bowl weather here, even though the game's not played here, because we all are going to be going to grandmother's house or to, stepdad's house or wherever we're going. And we care about the weather at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. And usually we don't, but this weekend we super do. Give us a look at both locations.
Well, here it's going to be drying out, just kind of mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s, and nothing real significant going on around here on Sunday. But back in the Meadowlands at MetLife Stadium, I have literally pulled up on our website a spot forecast just for the venue right there where the stadium is. And as people are coming into the stadium, keep in mind the game starts at roughly a little after 3:30 Pacific time. That's 6:30 Eastern time, so it's already dark by the time they have kickoff. But the highs over there will be close to the mid-40s as people are coming into the stadium and enjoying all the festivities prior to the game. About kickoff, it'll be about 41, 42 degrees, so not too bad. And as the game progresses, it'll drop down into the upper 30s, get cooler as the night goes on. And that's important for the kicking game and things like that.
Right.
No precipitation. The weak weather system that's moving through over the weekend will be gone. They'll have northwest winds there. So it'll be kind of like a late-season CenturyLink field game that we would experience here. That's what they're going to have there as well.
Can you talk about density, altitude, and the buoyancy of a football and the how it sails through the air and that sort of a thing?
Well, density, altitude has everything to do with elevation. In other words, Denver, the mile-high city.
Right, it's why they hold the record for the longest field goal.
That's right.
In a way, yeah, especially when the air is warm and moist, both of those, any ball, any trajectory, anything that's up in the air is going to go further. So you've seen it in baseball, you see it in golf. Guys like to play in warm and humid conditions. That's when, like in St. Louis, they'll hit a ton of home runs in June, July, August, and then things taper off as you get into the cooler months by the time you get to the World Series.
Well, we're talking New Jersey. How does dirt affect the flight of a football?
Yeah,
smog?
What are the things in the atmosphere with the temperatures in the upper 30s, because temperature also plays a factor as well as altitude, that affect the football on Sunday?
Well, I think, quite frankly, it won't be that bad. If it was just like the Ice Bowl that we had earlier this season when the Packers were playing their playoff game, that's a different story. I mean, trying to kick a football, it feels like a kick in a rock. In this game, you're going to look at temperatures at roughly 40 degrees. That ball's going to be a lot heavier than it would be at 70, but it's still going to carry pretty well.
All right. And what are you doing, Ted Beener, during the Super Bowl this weekend? Are you going to have a big weather Super Bowl party? Or are you going to have a bunch of meteorologists sitting around and watching the game?
Let's go, tailwind. Let's go.
Exactly. I do hope. When we had the Saints game here, it was really important with regards to that flip of the coin prior to the game to determine who was going to have the wind at their back in the fourth quarter if we needed to kick a game-winning field goal. And that really, as you well know, that was a wet and wild and windy game. It played a big role in the strategy and how that game played out. But where will I be? Tomorrow I'm heading to Portland. I have a fantasy football league group. We're having our weekend celebration, a big breakfast and ceremony on Saturday. And we all head over to the Mission Theater. That place has been there about a century. They put the game up on the big screen, nice sound system. You get anything on the menu and some adult beverages to go with it. It's just a fun time. And you want to talk about the commercials, you get an initial good reaction from the crowd in there on whether that commercial was good, bad, or indifferent.
All right.
Fantasy football and weather. This guy is like my dream dude.
Yeah.
I mean, we could,
these guys should
we
party
could hang
together
out all day. What's the weather going to be like here, Ted, if we can't make it to New Jersey? What's it going to look like on Sunday to get to your local watering hole to watch the game in Seattle?
Just mostly cloudy and high temperatures, probably in the mid-40s.
Ted Beener. Super Bowl weather from NOAA. Ladies and gentlemen, Downtown Joe puts up a little link with the NOAA website. Check them out. Ted, all the best to you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, guys. Enjoy the game. Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Now, is Noah the website where you can pay to watch that South Korean woman eat food? Or is that a different website?
It's a different website.
I see. Sorry.
Where's that one?
That was Pedro's story from the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a hot new trend.
All right, couple of quick stories. We are about out of time, actually. In fact, I don't have time for these stories. SeaWorld has apparently got some people to be willing to perform next to orca whales. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We do have the last word of the day. I want to remind you that we did achieve our World Vision goal. Thank you all for sponsoring the last 12 children. And I want to remind you that Butternut plays tonight at Black Dog in Snoqualmie, and we will have five four-packs of tickets to our Super Bowl at the Lively Lounge, and we'll be giving those away. So wear your Seahawks colors tonight at Black Dog. We'll be on stage about 6:30, try to get there by 6. Yes, Pedro?
And tomorrow also we're going to have Joe's dog in the studio, and we're going to play video games in the studio, all for the Super Bowl.
Yes, Bandit, Joe's pug, has now inherited the Super Bowl predicting camel amazing Karnak sensibilities, and Joe's pug will predict the winner of the Super Bowl on the show, and of course we will do the live Madden recreation of the Super Bowl, and in ours, I expect the Seahawks will win. Jody now has the last word of the day.
With no sponsor to go with it, the last word of the day is Porn Stash.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. We got a few showers to get through today, probably kicking up more this afternoon, mid-40s this afternoon as well. And the big game on Sunday still looking dry and cold with kickoff temps in the mid-30s.
Put your money where your pride is. Home Street Bank offers exclusive Seahawks checking accounts and debit cards. To learn more, go to homestreet.com/Seahawks. Home Street, the official bank of the Seattle Seahawks. Good luck in New York. Go Hawks. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender. This report brought to you by Home Street Bank.
It's the game America waits for. A football finale party like no other at the Emerald Queen Casino I-5 showroom. Cheer for Seattle on a gigantic 40-foot HD screen. $2,000 in prizes. 7 sports boards. Awarding $250 per quarter. And the best buffet ever with all your favorites. The big game party. Cheer Seattle on Sunday, February 2nd, 1:30 p.m. Only at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Do you suffer from constant pain or other complications due to a hip replacement surgery? If you received implants made with Stryker or other implant products and continue to have limited mobility, let your voice be heard. PCVA Law in Seattle and Tacoma can help evaluate your injury and navigate your legal options with no fees unless you receive compensation. Call 800-349-PCVA. That's 800-349-PCVA. Or visit PCVALaw.com. PCVA Law. Here to listen. Don't miss America's largest antiques and collectibles show this weekend at the State Fair Event Center in Puyallup.
We didn't get bailed out. We rolled up our sleeves and went to work to build America's most eco-friendly, highest quality, affordable vehicles. Ford was the only brand to sell over 2 million vehicles during 2013. Now people are switching from imports to Ford. So the switch is on to Evergreen Ford. In the last couple weeks, we've taken in over 100 Hondas, Toyotas, Subarus, and Volkswagens. That means deals, deals, deals on every used import you can imagine. We slashed them to unbelievable low prices. Evergreen Ford always has over 200 new Focus, Fusions, Hybrids, Electrics, 100-mile-per-gallon energies, plus hundreds of the all-new Escape, Explorers, and, of course, the number one selling truck in the world, the big, bad F-150. See more and pay less. A lot less at Evergreen Ford. We don't discount one or two. We mark all 600 with huge bottom-line discounts. Switch to Evergreen Ford now. You'll always get more for less. Click evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
Last night, I had this amazing dream. I dreamed
that I finally had the ribbon-cutting ceremony at my new yoga studio. Everyone in town was there and parked out back was
the cutest little convertible that my parents got me for my birthday. I drove it home and went inside to find
the coolest man cave ever with a finished home theater and a walkout that led to a killer backyard with
a treehouse shaped just like a pirate ship. It was
the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we all deserve to set our sights on the things we'd love to accomplish this year. American Family Insurance is always there protecting your dreams. Our agents can help make sure you have the right coverage, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
And I will do it for you.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
The Boat Show, the Boat Show, the Big Seattle Boat Show.
The 2014 Big Seattle Boat Show. It's a big deal. On now through February 1st at CenturyLink Field in South Lake Union with a free shuttle. Come find your big deal at the West Coast's biggest boat show with over 1,000 boats on display, the latest gear and boatloads of daily prizes, and carve out some time to see Seattle's biggest indoor sand sculpture. Buy four or more tickets online and get free parking, tickets, discounts, and a complete list of events and activities at seattlebocho.com.
Shopping for health insurance on the wahhealthplanfinder.org website is a good thing, but it's not exactly obvious which hospitals are covered by which plans. Fortunately, Swedish has set up a special customer service team so you can find out exactly which plans include Swedish, and that's a good thing. So visit swedish.org to get in touch with the experts. Then, should you get sick, a bad thing, you'll feel better knowing you'll be cared for by Swedish. And that's a truly good thing.
Visit Dania's winter clearance sale now and save big on select floor models, discontinued clearance furniture, and accessories. Hurry in for the best selection. Five Puget Sound locations to serve you, or visit daniafurniture.com for a location near you.
Let's be honest. New York City has some things Seattle doesn't. A much bigger Broadway, yellow cabs that are actually yellow, and more annual rainfall. Really. To help you see for yourself, Delta offers daily flights to New York City. With business elite service, lie back in the extra plush seat, put on the noise-canceling headphones, and land in the big city shortly. Then you can find out what else New York is known for. Like its famous coffee. From Seattle. Delta. Keep climbing.
Fiat of Seattle at Cell Center would like to ask, why buy used when you can own a new Fiat 500 Pop for just $99 down and $139 a month? When you can drive in style and get 40 miles per gallon doing it. Get where I'm going with this? Go see my friends at Fiat of Seattle at Cell Center.
O'Brien. 84 months at 2.99% APR and approved credit. Purchase price $13,606. $99 down plus tax, license, and all rebates. Must qualify for all rebates for this price. See dealer for details. A $150 doc fee may be added to the sale price or capitalized cost.
Eat better. Think simple. With Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic. It's delicious, affordable food that's free from 101-plus artificial preservatives and ingredients. And now Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic have added 100 new items for every part of your day to make eating better, easier than ever. You'll find Simple Truth at QFC. Just look for the green circle on the package. That tells you only the good stuff goes in. Simple Truth. Easy to find, easy to understand. Find it at QFC.
Big game action deserves a great meal, and you can find it all at QFC. Cheer on our home team with a couple of USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steaks. They're just $5.99 a pound in the value pack. Is the gang watching the game at your house? How about some fresh homemade guacamole or sliced avocado on your famous burgers? This week, get medium Hass avocados for 99 cents each. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC. You know it's going to be good.
I'm Rodney Moses, VP of Global Recruitment of Hilton Worldwide, and we are so proud to join iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes. Returning service members are some of the most technically skilled men and women in the world. At Hilton Worldwide, we are committed to hiring 10,000 veterans and military spouses over the next 5 years. We have partnered with iHeartRadio's Show Your Stripes to ask other businesses to join the movement. Learn how you can get involved at iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes, powered by military.com and monster.com. Hire smart. Hire vets.
In the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the S-curves, dealing with a little bit of crowding there. Also looks like northbound I-5 a little bit congested as you make your way from the Michigan curve up to the Convention Center. It's been a little slow there all morning, but it looks like a lot better than earlier, just still seeing those brake lights. Ever to Seattle, a speed limit drive, so enjoy it.
Tonight, take the express lane to your happy place at less than a 30-minute drive. Snoqualmie Casino is Seattle's closest casino, just off I-90 at exit 27. See Creedence Clearwater Revisited Wednesday, January 29th. For tickets and information, go to snowcasino.com.
Bob Rivers in the morning. The no-repeat workday. The greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJR FM. And HD1 Seattle. An iHeart radio station.